Talking business coaching and how it differs from mentorship and consulting, joined by Anton Ressel now for this conversation, strategic head for SME support at Fedola. Anton, welcome again to The Money Show. A lot of people can confuse these mentorship, consulting and business coaching, but what is key about business coaching that's so different from mentorship?
Hey, Matea, evening. Nice to be back with you again. I think it essentially boils down to what you need. You know, they're all three, consulting, mentoring, and coaching, are designed to support individuals and enterprises to help them progress, move forward, solve problems. But it really depends on what your needs are in terms of which is the best fit for you. There's a lot of confusion and sort of gray areas, particularly between mentoring and coaching, where people tend to almost think that they're the same thing, but in reality, they're actually quite different. And if I could sum it up in a concise fashion, consulting is more hands-on. It's usually quite short-term. It would be when someone actually comes into your business and does a piece of work. For example, they set up your IT system, or they help you implement a financial management system. So it's very hands-on, and the consultant actually does the work. Mentoring is more where someone who's usually quite experienced in business, they've walked a journey, and they're essentially there to help share that experience and guide you along your journey as an entrepreneur. Whereas coaching is more about personal development, looking at certain blockages that you might have, certain sort of skills that you need to develop, focusing on setting goals. So it's quite action-based, and it's normally quite a long-term relationship, where the other two can be short-term. So I think that sort of sums it up in a nutshell.
So as a business owner, given that you've started this business, you want to scale, there's things you need to change in your systems. How do you decide what you need for your business? Because as you've said, a consultant will give you maybe better systems and look how you can improve in terms of operations. What does a business coach give you going forward to make sure your business is sustainable?
So I think a coach, I mean, it usually depends on the kind of stage of your business journey as to which is the right fit for you. And sometimes you might need a range of different support. A coach would be someone that I do a lot of coaching, and my clients are typically people who are relatively successful. They've got an established business. They're perhaps poised for growth, and they need a bit of support in terms of focus, in terms of juggling multiple balls. Busy founders, maybe they've got a growing family, they've got responsibilities, and it's how does one sort of stay focused on end goals? How do you decide what's important? How do you prioritize? That would be the kind of conversations we'd have from a coaching perspective. You know, I'd ask certain quite probing questions, and coaching is very much about self-reflection. A good coach, in my opinion anyway, doesn't tell you what to do. They guide you towards the answers that are already within you, but perhaps just need a little bit of help to be uncovered. Whereas a mentor is a little bit more pragmatic and practical. They'll give you actual advice from their experience. They'll often help introduce you to networks. And then finally, a consultant would be someone who literally comes in to do a specific piece of work. So it's usually quite short term. It's project based. It's not necessarily involving any kind of personal development. It's more purely about giving the business some tools and some resources that it needs.
So what I'm getting from you then is that a business coach is not somebody that's going to entirely hold your hand, but they will give you guidance in terms of how to restructure your life so you can be better for your business as the person running it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you don't mind, can I ask you a coaching question?
Sure.
Let's demonstrate for the listeners in real terms. So if I just say to you, Matteo, if fear didn't exist for you, who would you become and what would you really want in life?
Yo, I'd be the best I can be, of course, with fear not in my way. I would go for far riskier decisions in my business.
Okay, so there's an example of a coaching question. Another one might be something like, what has to happen for you to change, Matteo, for you to grasp that opportunity with both hands, to really decide to sort of 10x your business? What has to change?
I think trusting my staff more, making sure that I can let them do the job instead of micromanaging the business, which takes up most of my time. I often need to take more time away to think more about the business going forward instead of being hands-on on a daily basis.
Okay, so I just coached you in 2 minutes. That was brilliant, by the way. Awesome response. And that's exactly the kind of thing that a coach, kind of questions and conversations that a coach would ask. It's really about introspection. It's about you knowing the answers, but just needing a bit of help to really, I suppose, prioritize and focus on the right ones. A mentor, on the other hand, would be more about your strategy. Are you engaging with the right target markets? In their experience, this is what they've learned when they, try certain things, so that it's a little bit more, I suppose, focused on the business and the business model and not so much on the individual.
So if I could call it business therapy, then coaching would look at the things that would better me as a person leading the company. But is it a popular form of consulting, if you will, coaching in the business world? Because a lot of business owners don't like to be told what to do or to be probed on how they're going to better their businesses. They think they're doing just fine.
Yeah, that is true. Look, I suppose guys like me wouldn't have a career if it weren't in demand in some regard. I think that people normally have to bang their heads a bit before they reach out for coaching. So whereas mentorship is something that's quite accessible and fairly non-invasive, coaching is a journey. It's a process, and it's a process of self-discovery. I had a coach for many years who really helped me look at my strategy and myself and certain limiting beliefs that I held. And I think that coaching is right for you if you feel like there's more for you to achieve, and that you know in your heart that there's certain patterns that you are exhibiting and that you sort of repeat that are holding you back. Then I would recommend that you do reach out to a coach. And, there is life coaching, which has got a little bit of a bad name in some circles. Maybe not bad, but, every second person and his dog.
Yeah, it doesn't have the best PR.
Whereas business coaching, it is you kind of hit the nail on the head earlier when you said that it's very much like therapy for business owners. That is a lot of what I do. It's really, we have conversations, we unpack stuff, and we identify things that are potentially preventing you from achieving your goals and being the best version of yourself.
And as a business coach, at what point are you willing to come into the business to help the business owner? Is it after the first day they start the business, or you want them to build something first and then come in as the coach?
Well, sometimes it's an interesting question, because sometimes my work involves working with people who have an idea, but they're paralyzed. They don't know where to go. They might be very innovative. They might be visionary even, but taking that first step is scary, or there's a fear of failure, or there's risk aversion, or there's perhaps overconfidence that causes them to constantly, reach dead ends. So it's not necessarily about where they're at in the stage of business. I think it's more about acknowledging that there's more that you could be achieving that you aren't. And maybe with someone to bounce things off and someone to probe and ask the right questions, you could actually achieve a hell of a lot more.
Then, looking at the business as a business coach, do you want to come in, and when do you let go of a business that you're helping? I mean, you can start a process with them. But at what point do you say, look, you're well coached now, I think you can take this business forward?
Yeah, and that's also a good question. You know, I do sometimes end up many years down the line still engaging with clients. And I know that at Fotola, we also have that where people graduate from our programs and 4, 5, 6, 10 years down the line are still keen to stay in touch and reach out and get advice. And I guess it's really up to the individual in essence, but coaching can be a very long-term relationship. It's like a therapist, I guess. You know, you go to therapy as long as you feel like you need it. And it would probably be the same with coaching. When you're feeling strong and confident, it's not to say that you don't need coaching at those times, because there's always more to achieve, but it's usually most appropriate when you are feeling stuck. And that's when you'd want to reach out and get someone to help you.
And it sounds to me, before I let you go, Anton, that it's highly committal, because I mean, a business owner can call you at any point for you to be a sounding board. So how do you manage the times of when you get coached?
I put my phone on silent. Yeah, that's a good one as well. I mean, I like to try personally, and all coaches work in a different way, but I like to try and be quite structured, not necessarily in terms of our sessions and our conversations, but in terms of when we meet. So with my regular clients, I will meet usually either once a week or once every 2 weeks, sometimes even once a month, but it's fairly consistent. It's in the diary. And if they do have any crisis or they're needing a bit of support in between, you know, I am always available. And I think any good coach would be, because it is a commitment, like you said, it's a relationship.
All right, that was Anton Ressel, Strategic Head for SME Support at Fotola. In our small business focus, talking about business coaching, highly committal. If you need one to 10x your business, get a business coach.